Hey guys, it is me, Baby Kitten, here again to do another questionnaire by Penny, her Valentine's Day questionnaire. And there are 7 questions. So, number 1, Valentine's Day. Lame commercial holiday or great excuse to spread love? Explain your answer. Lame commercial holiday. Why? Because you can share love any time of the year, and I just don't understand why there has to be a set day. You know, you can just love who you want to love, and you can share that whenever, and you should share that every single time you feel the love towards that person or those people. There shouldn't just be a day, you know, where we just buy stuff to show that we love them. You don't need to buy things. You need to say things and do things with your actions. That shows if you really, truly love someone. So, yeah. Number 2, ever given or received a memorable gift on Valentine's Day? If not, what is a gift you love to give / receive? No, I've never really received a memorable gift on Valentine's Day. But what's one I like to give or / receive? Okay, I would like to give a... Maybe one day I can take my partner on a great vacation, just far away from people and jobs, and we can just have like a weekend of just love and happiness in a place that they really like to be at. And then receiving a gift, maybe like a handmade card. I'm pretty simple. A handmade card, because I feel like those have more like behind them. Maybe a poem. Yeah. Number 3, someone tells you that you can replace Valentine's Day with your own made up holiday. What do you pick? I can replace Valentine's Day with the holiday that I want. A made-up holiday. Can we just have a holiday that's just like just a holiday where you just eat donuts all day, like a International Donut Day appreciation, International Appreciation Donut Appreciation Day, and everybody just talks about like donuts from different countries and like how people make like and like different flavors, and you give donuts to people that you love and care about, and it's just a great holiday just filled with stories about like where did the donut come from. There's like history, and you get to learn about the different countries and how they make their donuts. I feel like it's just like a great idea. Or it could be just like a pastry holiday, like International Pastry Appreciation. Okay, we're not even gonna just keep it at donuts. It's just gonna be like a pastry sweets holiday. Like, keep all of like the good parts of Valentine's Day, which is just chocolate and cake and stuff, and just make it a dessert holiday. I just went all around that question. But that's what I got. Number 4, you wake up on February 14th as Cupid. You get the chance to shoot your arrow of romance at 2 unsuspecting GW heirs. Who are they and why do you pick them? Oh no. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not good with involving people, other people. So I'm just going to skip this question. Number five, if you could receive a sexy Valentine from anyone in the world, famous or not, who would you choose? Anyone. Anyone. Sorry, I'm trying to think. That's a lot of people to choose. Choose from. I don't know. I'm gonna say Tom Hiddleston. I feel like that would be a good choice. Number six, what's your favorite song about love and why? Well, most of the songs that I listen to about love are sad and about breaking up, but let me open up my Spotify and see what I got going on. Scrolly. I have like 10 different playlists for different feelings. So I'm looking in the love section. And let's see. About love. Well, I think I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran's Give Me Love, because that song is just my emotions about love in like a song. And I just, every time I listen to it, I get emotional and cry because I relate so hard. And I just love that song so much. The beat and everything, it just moves me. And the lyrics are totally relatable and real in my life. So, Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran. Great song. Number seven, in your head, pick someone from GWA. Got them? Great. Now record / write them a special Valentine's Day message. No, you don't have to say who it was if you don't want to. Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. I'm not really good at these. Okay. Hey. I hope that you always remember that you are special and that you are cherished and that you are very talented and you have a lot to give to the world and you're just a great person and you deserve all the love in the whole entire universe and never forget that I like you lots. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. After that awkward little message, I hope you enjoyed this short questionnaire answering mess, ramble, ranty, not ranty, but pretty rambly and really not centered and not focused audio. Thank you so much, Penny, for another great questionnaire, and I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day, single or not, or complicated relationships. You know, it's all good. You're all loved and cherished by someone out there, and I care about you people, so just have a great Valentine's Day, and I will listen to you beautiful people later. Bye!